It's July 14th, 2026, and you're tuning into Sportscaster AI. I'm Jay, alongside my trusty analyst, Mac. We've got a packed show for you today. The offseason has been quiet, but not too quiet, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely, Jay. There's always something brewing in the NHL world, even in the summer. The Canucks desk has some intriguing moves to discuss, and who knows what else might shake up the league.
Right? There's definitely some excitement building. We'll dive into those Canucks updates shortly, plus some NHL league moves that could impact the upcoming season.
And let's not forget, we've got some lighter bits lined up later. I mean, who doesn't love a good chuckle in the summertime?
Exactly. So stay tuned as we kick things off with the latest on the Canucks, right after this.
You know, Jay, it's tough seeing the landscape change like this with Sportsnet 650 shutting down. That station was a staple for Canucks fans, and it's a big loss for the community. We've got to give a shout out to all the staff affected by these cuts. It's hard to see so many talented voices going silent.
Absolutely, Mac. It makes you appreciate the connections that sports radio fosters. But hey, on the bright side, Sportscaster AI is stepping up, giving fans a new way to enjoy daily Canucks content. It's like having a dedicated Canucks show right at your fingertips.
Right? It's a fortunate moment for fans who still crave that daily Canucks fix. I mean, with everything going on, it's good to know there's still a space for passionate coverage. Plus, it's on demand, so you can listen whenever you want.
Exactly. You can catch all the scores, trades, and updates without missing a beat. Sportscaster AI really has something special for Canucks enthusiasts, especially in this off-season lull.
And let's not forget, we've got some lighter bits lined up later. I mean, who doesn't love a good chuckle in the summer? It's not all serious out here.
Exactly. So stay tuned as we kick things off with the latest on the Canucks, right after this.
Big news for the Canucks this off-season. They've agreed to terms with Matthew Steinberg on a one-year, two-way contract. This could be a solid addition to the depth charts, especially as they look to bolster their roster and create some competition for those forward spots.
Absolutely, Mac. The depth is crucial, especially with how competitive the NHL is these days. Plus, having a player like Steinberg can help inject some fresh energy into the lineup.
And speaking of depth, the Canucks also signed Akil Thomas and Trey Fix-Wolanski to one-year, two-way contracts. This is another strategic move to bolster their offensive capabilities while maintaining flexibility in the lineup.
Right. It's like they're stacking the deck, trying to create some internal competition. It'll be interesting to see how they perform in training camp and who stands out.
Exactly. And the buzz around Shane Wright is also intriguing. Reports suggest he might welcome a trade to the Canucks. I mean, how wild would it be to see him donning the blue and green?
That would be a major storyline. Wright has a lot of potential. And if they can capitalize on that, it could really change the dynamics of the team.
Not just that, but there's also talk about Elias Pettersson potentially being on the trade block. With the recent offer sheet for Carlson and trade chatter around Nurse, the landscape is shifting.
It's a wild time for sure. The Canucks need to tread carefully here. They can't afford to lose a talent like Pettersson without getting top value in return.
Absolutely. Balancing the roster while making strategic moves is key. The Canucks' off-season decisions will be critical for their success next season.
Exactly. You can catch all the scores, trades, and updates without missing a beat. Sportscaster AI really has something.
And let's not forget, we've got some lighter bits lined up later. I mean, who doesn't love a good chuckle in the summer?
Exactly. So stay tuned as we kick things off with the latest on the Canucks, right after this.
Let's dive into some league news, Jay. There's a lot of chatter around the NHL these days, especially with the off-season heating up. One big headline is that the New York Islanders might be considering a trade for Elias Pettersson. Can you imagine the impact that would have on the Canucks?
That would definitely shake things up. Pettersson's a franchise player, and losing him would be a tough pill to swallow for Canucks fans. But what are the Islanders offering? It's always interesting to see other teams' strategies.
Absolutely. The Islanders are looking to bolster their roster ahead of the new season. If they were to bring in Pettersson, they'd likely have to part with some significant assets. It's a classic high-risk, high-reward situation.
And speaking of high stakes, there's also buzz about the Canucks possibly being a preferred destination for another top trade candidate. It seems like the Canucks are mixed into a lot of discussions lately, even if they're not officially making moves.
Right, and that's crucial for their future. Teams like the Devils are reportedly interested in acquiring some big talent, which could affect the Canucks' strategy moving forward. They need to keep their options open.
Exactly. Every trade or signing impacts the league landscape. It's a chess game out there, with GMs trying to outsmart each other. And hey, With Finn the Mascot now a finalist for the Mascot Hall of Fame, the Canucks are definitely in the spotlight for more than just hockey.
Right? Who knew a mascot could steal headlines like that? But on a serious note, these moves in the league will shape how teams stack up for next season. All eyes are on the Canucks and their potential maneuvers.
For sure. You can catch all the scores, trades, and updates without missing a beat. Sportscaster AI really has something for everyone.
And let's not forget, we've got some lighter bits lined up later. I mean, who doesn't love a good chuckle in the summer?
Exactly. So stay tuned as we kick things off with the latest on the Canucks, right after this.
This break is brought to you by Sportscaster AI. Vancouver's Canucks morning show. Two hosts, 10 minutes, ready before your commute. Scores, trades, texts from listeners, all on demand at sportscasterai.com. Hit subscribe and never miss the drop.
You know, Mac, one of the best things about summer in Vancouver is those early mornings along the seawall. The sun just peeking over the mountains, and you've got joggers, bikers, and those peaceful ferry line waits. It really sets the mood for the day, doesn't it?
Absolutely, Jay. There's something magical about the breeze off the water and the sound of the waves. But let's not forget the unpredictable mountain weather. One minute it's sunny, and the next you're caught in a surprise downpour. Classic Vancouver.
Right? You've got to be prepared for anything. I mean, who doesn't love a spontaneous summer shower? It keeps you on your toes. Speaking of surprises, we've got some fun texts lined up later, so stick around for those.
Haha, we've got some great listener texts today. Priya from Mount Pleasant wants to know if Sportscaster AI is the new daily hit for Canucks fans. Well, absolutely. We're here to keep your Canucks fix alive during the offseason.
That's right, Priya. We're dedicated to bringing you all the Canucks content you crave, so keep those texts coming.
Next up, we have Dan from Surrey, who brought up a classic coffee debate. He wants to know if you're Team Black Drip or Team Oat Latte while discussing hockey. What do you think, Jay?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'd say a strong black coffee gets my vote for those early morning game days. But I have to admit, an oat latte is a nice treat too.
Heh, right? It's all about the vibe. And Dan also asks if the Canucks should chase a splashy trade or stack picks. That's a loaded question, definitely one for a longer debate.
Definitely. But I think building through the draft can be just as exciting. All right, lastly, we have Omar from Burnaby, who's buzzing about Lions camp starting up.
And I totally get that. Football season is right around the corner, and it's great to see the Lions gearing up. We'll sprinkle some football talk in here and there for sure.
That's a wrap for today's show. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, we've got lots of exciting Canucks talk lined up for tomorrow. If you want to stay in the loop, be sure to subscribe for the 6 a.m. drop at sportscasteri.com.
Absolutely. And we'll dive deeper into those trade talks and what the future could hold for the Canucks. Plus, we might have a surprise or two up our sleeves.